In the coffee hour, I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, yes. August 8th.
Today it is Wednesday.
Today it is Wednesday, August 8th, and was reminded by my family this morning with the candle on the kitchen counter waiting for me this morning when I came in, and all kinds of other treats.
Dump water over your head or something?
No, I did remember my baptism. I took a shower today. You're welcome.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It is the anniversary of my baptism.
Yay!
So, 40 years of the blessings of baptismal life. Thanks be to God, and thanks to my parents and grandparents and baptismal sponsors who all saw that as an important gift. And it was on this day, do you want me to say what year?
Well, you already said how many years ago.
1978.
I was
almost 3 years old. Gathered together around God's word and water. Yeah. It's good. I'm very thankful for that. So
yeah,
thanks, Mom and Dad, and thanks to the whole family for being there too. It is it's almost a new school year.
I know.
I have to whisper it
as to not scare anybody.
Well, especially we were given a stern warning by our friends from the East Coast who start a little bit later than those of us here in the Midwest to stop talking about back to school because many of them don't start until after Labor Day. But
yeah,
it is
that's another like month away.
It is time for school to begin for many schools here in the Midwest. So what will Lutheran schools be covering? What will students be learning in Lutheran schools this year? We're going to take a look at some of the theme and the content for chapel talks for Lutheran schools this year.
Yeah.
In the second half, we've talked about Everyone Is Witness before here on KFUO. It's growing.
It is.
There are some exciting new online modules that for those who have taken the Everyone Is Witness workshop, you can find out more about that if you stick around for the second segment here on the Coffee Hour. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Bob Rickert. He's author of the 2018-2019 Chapel Talks for LCMS Schools. Pastor Rickert, good morning.
Good morning to you. Congratulations on your baptism anniversary.
Well, thank you. It's a joyous occasion, and Sarah did not try to pour water on me in studio yet.
Yeah.
I think it's because
there's
of all the equipment.
Yeah, there's too much that could go wrong.
It's way too dangerous to have any water flying around in here. Chapel Talks for 2018-2019 school year. And you wrote last year's as well, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
I did. I've been blessed to do that a couple of times, and it's always an exciting adventure.
So when you're presented with this challenge, what comes to mind as you look to the coming school year? How do you even begin preparing for chapel talks? This is a resource used by many Lutheran schools to help them prepare for weekly chapel in their schools.
Well, first of all, we build around the theme that is presented to me by LCMS School Ministry. And this year's theme is Real Present God, and that is also the theme of the National Youth Gathering the summer of 2019. So LCMS School Ministry also decided, and I think it was a great decision, to use that theme for school ministry resources, not only chapel talks, but National Lutheran School Week. And it's just such a powerful theme. So we begin with a theme, Real Present God, and it's based upon Psalm 46, the verse, you know, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So we begin building on that, and what that Psalm verse got me thinking of the Book of Psalms. The schools have appreciated it, and the pastors have appreciated it in the past. Typically, we build the chapels around the weekly pericopes, the lessons that the families hear in church on Sunday morning are also the lessons that they hear during the week then in school chapel. And typically, it's the Old Testament, the Epistle, the Gospel lesson, but also every week there is a suggested psalm and psalm verse, which many times are not brought before the people consistently. So we decided to bring those before children and Lutheran school ministry partners. So every week there's a psalm and a psalm verse that we build the chapel around. So that was just kind of an exciting new adventure for me.
What are you emphasizing with this theme? Since it is something a little bit maybe different or new for the students looking at the psalm. What are you really looking to emphasize or draw out?
I think the theme just unfolds that God is real. that He's the real present God. God is real. He is present in word and sacraments. He's real in Jesus Christ, and so every chapel always leads to the gospel message and to Jesus. And what's exciting is, as we explore that through the Book of Psalms, the Psalms as all of Scripture just leads us to Jesus. So that's what we want to get across every week. It's just been fun to see how the psalm verses unfold that. The chapels typically include an object lesson or some sort of introduction that lead the children into the theme, and then the message of the week. And what we've done this year also, besides that, is emphasized how does this theme, this psalm, go beyond the chapel service. How can we incorporate that in the classrooms, in the schools? And so the classroom teachers are encouraged to make this a classroom verse of the week. What about, I can imagine our children, Lutheran school children across the world, memorizing the same psalm verse every week. And celebrating that and learning that. So the emphasis is always to lead them to Jesus and celebrate that He's real and present for them in their sometimes messy lives, even for first graders and third graders.
I love the idea of students across our church, across our schools, all learning the same psalm and having it committed to memory, to carry it with them. What a great idea that all of the students could carry that with them in their hearts as they commit it to memory. How do you take something like when we look at the psalms, how do you take this great text that sometimes carries ideas that I have trouble grasping or comprehending? How do you engage children with what is present in these psalms? What is presented in these psalms?
That's a great question, and that's the great challenge. The thing that was exciting as I get to a psalm, obviously in a chapel service you can't do 10, 15 verses. So typically, I identify one or two verses, and what's exciting about the Book of Psalms is the word pictures that are in the Psalms. You know, the tree planted by the waters, the shepherd, and I think that's what makes the Book of Psalms also so exciting for children, to take some of those word pictures and build, how do we see Jesus in this picture? And to build and expand across, expand that picture in the chapel message. And so it was easier in some respects to find object lessons, etc., for these series than maybe for the typical epistle lesson, because in the Book of Psalms, the pictures are just so present and relevant. So it really was fun to do this. I just am honored to be asked by school ministry to do this and to explore myself, and then to share that exploration with children. And hopefully, while it's written for school ministry and the I was blessed to spend 10 years as a Lutheran educator before I was a parish pastor. So I try to make it age-appropriate, child-friendly, and typically it's written for an elementary school setting. But the thought also is that with some little adaptability, could also be used for our Lutheran preschools. Again, the word pictures speak to them and might also be used for our Lutheran high schools. And then I've had people in the past say, love the resource for Sunday school openings. So I think there's other context that the resource can be used to bless children and bless the church.
We have just about a minute left, but I want to touch on, again, you mentioned a little bit about connecting the Psalms to daily life or exploring more things, and the resources at the end of each of these talks, exploring the Psalm and the theme of the week. I think those are really cool to connect to ministries. Can you talk a little bit more about, briefly, about how these Psalms connect to even other ministries in the LCMS and things in their communities?
Yes, I think, again, we want to take that message out of the chapel service, into the classroom, into the home, and into the community. And hopefully the exploring the psalm and theme of the week is kind of a new piece with exactly that idea. How do we build on it and live it beyond the chapel time? And that's where the creativity of the teacher, the pastor, et cetera, also goes into play.
You can get a copy of this year's Chapel Talks at Lutheed, that's LUTHED.org/chapel-talks. We'll provide the link with today's program notes as well. Our guest today, the Reverend Bob Riggert, he's author of the 2018-2019 Chapel Talks for LCMS Schools. Thanks so much for being our guest today, Pastor Riggert.
Thanks for the privilege of sharing it.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit. Everyone is witness growing, more opportunities to learn more about how to connect with your neighbor and, well, to listen and then ask and seek, share, invite, encourage. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.